Hello, and welcome to Easter Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. I want to plead with you today to go download the Easter Sierra Now app. It has a lot more news and content that I cover in this program. That being said, Seth Connors with Local and Regional News is back again today with another report. And on to the news, but first, a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Just one but very important message in the news today, and then I'll go on to the weather. There are going to be stage one fire restrictions beginning August 4th on Inyo National Forest. The following acts are prohibited within Inyo National Forest: building, maintaining, and attending or using a campfire, fire, or stove fire except for Forest Service provided campfire rings or in standing grill within a developed recreational site listed in Exhibit A36 CFR and 261.52 parentheses A. Smoking except within an enclosed vehicle or building within the developed recreational sites listed in Exhibit A, or while stopped in an area for at least 3 feet diameter that is barren and cleared of all flammable materials. Welding or operating a torch with an open flame is prohibited. Persons with the California campfire permit are not exempt from these prohibitions. Violations of these prohibitions is punishable by a fine no more than $5,000 for an individual or $10,000 for an organization, or imprisonment for not more than 6 months or both. It should go without saying we are in California fire season, and we should practice being very, very careful and safe, because fires not only endanger lives, but they also endanger livelihoods of our fellow citizens. It's harder to get fire insurance for anyone that lives in California now. And so if someone loses their house or their apartment or their belongings, they may lose those things forever. So let's practice humanity when it comes to this fire season and be very careful and not be reckless. I mean, all it comes down to is go to a national forest site that has a campfire ring. Now, one last thing. I've noticed fireworks being lit still late into August. I think the last one I heard was 3 days ago. Cut it out. That is just not worth anything. Are you an arsonist? Are you trying to start a wildfire in California, it's really reckless and you can get in a lot of trouble and endanger a lot of people. Not only are you risking your livelihood, but if someone dies in that fire, you might get charged with manslaughter. It's a serious thing. So cut it out. Practice humanity. You can light fireworks when it gets wet again, and we don't have fire restrictions. Thank you. And with that glowing note, I'm going to move on to the weather. All right, let's start with Mammoth today, which is a beautiful 72 degrees right now. Tonight's going to be a low of 40. Tomorrow's going to be hot. It's going to be 80 with a low of 41. And Saturday, 80 with a low of 43. There is a chance of precipitation, 15% chance. The humidity is a little up there, 19%. Still pretty dry when you consider the 85% of the Midwest and the southern states. So it's still very nice. In Bishop, it's 91 degrees, which is kind of cool. There's a chance of 15% precipitation and humidity of 10%. 55 degrees tonight. Tomorrow we'll go up. It'll be 99 degrees and a low of 57. Saturday, we're back up into 100 with a low of 58 at night. So it'll be relieved at night, but we are in triple digits again on Saturday. And on to Lone Pine, which is very similar. 92 degrees today with 15% precipitation as well. All three areas have 15% chances of precipitation. Huh. It'll be 63 degrees tonight. Tomorrow will be a blistering 100 degrees, triple digits again in Lone Pine with a low of 66. Saturday will be a high of 103, triple digits plus with a low of 69. All right, that's all the news I have for you today. Just the fire restrictions, which I take very seriously. And that's why I took a little bit more time on it just to spread the word of safety here at Eastern Sierra Now News. That might be all I have for you when it comes to the news, but I'm about to toss it to Seth Connors to take us away for a sportscast of the Eastern Sierras. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. Thank you, Byron, for that lovely introduction. Going to keep it short today as we're in the calm before the storm. High school sports are just around the corner. Don't forget, Bishop Lady Broncos volleyball team kicks off their season at Burroughs on August 15th. I'll be offering full coverage of their endeavors once the season is underway. As for Mammoth volleyball, last year's undefeated High Desert League champs will begin their season August 31st at Lone Pine. Don't forget, high school football coming up as well. Bishop, Mammoth, Colville, and Lone Pine all open their seasons on August 18th. The Big Pine Warriors play their opener at home against Fraser Mountain on the 26th of August. In Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers rolled again last night with Tony Gonsolin on the hill. Gonsolin was unspectacular, but at the end of the day, he had gone five innings, giving up five hits, two walks, and just a solo homer to A's catcher Shea Langille. He struck out three on the night as the Dodgers beat up on the bottom-feeding Athletics again by a score of 10-1. The Dodger lineup pounded A's starter Hogan Harris for eight runs. They had four homers in the game. And it's been a whole lot of Freddie Freeman this week. He's 9 for 12 over his last three games, raising his batting average to .338, good for second in the National League. Again, final score in this one, Dodgers 10, Athletics 1. The Dodgers have now won 3 out of 4 and maintain a 2.5 game lead over the Giants, who have now won 4 out of their last 5. The Dodgers will take on the A's again tonight in Los Angeles. It'll be the battle of lefties on the mound as the A's send out J.P. Sears to take on Julio Urias for the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a quick look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening, and back to you, Byron.
All right. Thank you, Seth. All right, that's all we have for you today at Eastern Sierra Now News. I hope you're having a wonderful day and enjoying this rather temperate weather for this time of year. I again want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app and get more content that we covered in this programming. But have a good one, Eastern Sierra citizens, and I will check in with you tomorrow for Friday news. Byron, out.